Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. If you've been following along to these podcasts, and I highly encourage you to subscribe to the series, you'll know that in a previous two, I talked about going on a technology diet. Now, of course, I know that you can't get rid of technology completely. So I thought I'd spend some time today talking about how to use technology effectively in order to grow your sales and manage your client base. So first, let's talk about email. Email needs to be used to confirm meetings, to confirm information, to summarize, but it doesn't need to be used as a proactive selling device. Don't use email as your first approach. Pick up the phone and call. Don't use email to resolve customer conflicts because it's always more difficult. And of course, the debate gets more protracted as you're emailing each other. Pick up the phone and call to resolve a problem and then send email as the confirmation. You'll be much more effective on the telephone or face-to-face than you ever will be in an email dialogue. Number two, use social media to create value and community with your existing client base. Use Facebook or LinkedIn or your blogs, newsletters to create a sense of community so that people want to stay with you. Use it to deliver value on a daily basis to your clients. And use it to showcase your expertise or to highlight other customers. Number three, use technology to showcase your company's expertise. So what do I mean by this? Well, you could use video, you can use audio, you can use written, you can use technology to highlight how to use your product, you can use technology to showcase customer events and customer success stories. Think of yourselves not just as the product or service company, but think of yourselves as a publishing company. Where can you showcase your expertise online? And of course, you can use other companies' technology, their websites, their forums, their newsletters, their YouTube channels as well to showcase. Think of yourselves as experts, not just as salespeople. Think of yourselves as publishing companies, not just as technology companies or staffing companies. And use your technology platform to showcase that because that will drive customers to you, but also keep your customers close to you. Lastly, use technology to manage all of your client information. It goes without saying, and if you've been following me for more than a week, you know that I'm a big believer in customer relationship management, databases, or systems. I believe you need to use sophisticated technology to manage all of your customer information. A few years ago, in a book that I wrote called Honesty Sells, I shared a story of a top sales performer in the fertilizer industry. And when I asked him what made him number one year over year over year, he had this response. You know, Colleen, those guys that hit target every year, they know our customer's birthday. The top 10% of the sales reps in our company, they know the customer's wife's birthday. I know the customer's dog's birthday. And he managed that information in his technology database. And he used it to his advantage. Of course, he was selling to farmers. And of course, farmers' dogs are important. So he would schedule his sales calls on the dog's birthday and make note of it. What did the customer give him in return? Well, they improved the relationship with him because this top sales rep was proving that he knew more about the customer. He was taking an interest and he cared more about them than just his wallet or his PO. And you can only do that if you have technology. You can't keep all your customers' personal information, the questions that they ask, the objections that they have, the invoices that they've spent, the referrals that they've given you in your head. It's physically impossible. So use technology as an extension of your brain to help manage all that information. Of course, while you're at it, use technology to manage your sales funnel. So you can't get away from using technology. But the general rule is this. Go on a technology diet for meeting and having conversations with buyers. Use technology to reinforce the relationship, to manage and store information, and help keep you organized to keep your sales moving forward. Look, I want to make sure that we're clear about something. I'm not telling you to use technology to replace your customer conversations, because meeting with buyers is the most profitable thing you can do. What I am saying is that technology can complement your client conversations and enhance the relationship. There's an old saying by Marshall McLuhan that the media is the message. And we know that in this noisy, busy marketplace, we have to stay in front of our customers many more times than in the past. Because if we don't, our competition is there. When you mix up the media that you use to communicate with your clients, you can reach out more often. And technology plays an important role in mixing up that media so that you can be in front of your clients daily, weekly, and monthly. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.